Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And our Superior-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, Danielle Kading. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So this is it. This is our last show before Election Day. Of course, it's been election season, and voting has been going on. And before we talk about all that, let's go back to transportation. Brooks, in Duluth, Superior Street has got some construction going on.
Yeah, and we'll continue to have stuff going on as the big news this week, as we reported that Superior Street reconstruction in downtown Duluth will enter a fourth year of rebuilding after weather prevented crews from finishing laying a permanent surface on parts of the street. So if you're downtown Duluth, west of Lake Avenue, parts of that street will be covered in asphalt temporarily this winter as the road reopens sometime in November. And then next year there will be partial closures once again as a permanent surface is put down. The $31.5 million project was supposed to wrap up this year, but sometimes you just get to blame the weather for delays.
Well, I think the goal is to make it a truly superior street, right?
That's right.
All right. And also in Duluth, Spirit Mountain, it's feeling the spirit too, if I may make bad puns.
Yeah, after being closed since March due to the pandemic, and they did not have a summer season, they decided to save up for a winter. They've got a new interim executive director, and I talked with her this week, Ann Glumak, who is optimistic for a strong season, as is the board chair of the public ski hill over on the west side of Duluth. So far, season pass sales are a little behind last year, but with a price increase coming up, they're expecting that to catch up, if not surpass, earlier levels. With all the interest this summer and spring in outdoor recreation, folks getting out to trails, parks, campgrounds, many for the first time, there's hope that that'll carry over into winter sports like skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, and Spirit Mountain will see a much-needed rebound in traffic as the mountain continues to face financial difficulties, and it is undergoing a deep study of its impact economically on Duluth and just how much Duluth taxpayers should continue to support it.
Okay. Well, going to the Superior side, or should we say the Canadian side, big changes for Husky, the company. Danny?
Yeah, the rival Canadian oil and gas company announced this week that it's agreed to buy Husky Energy in a $2.9 billion deal. That announcement came on Sunday, and it comes as Husky is reporting more than $5 billion in losses over the last 3 months. And that's because the oil industry has been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic as fuel demand has declined across the world. And Reuters is reporting that Cenovus, the company that will be buying Husky, will cut up to a quarter of its workforce, or around 2,100 jobs among the two companies. And Husky has said that most of those reductions will take place in Canada, but right now it's unclear when those cuts would be made. And in the meantime, the Superior Refinery rebuild is still moving ahead. Despite all these changes, and that's expected to be largely covered by insurance.
So good news for the people who would be working on that.
Absolutely, and I think any good news is very welcome at this time.
Right. Well, good news for homeowners in Superior. Our continuing story of BNSF and the taconite dust housing home repair credits.
Yeah, BNSF Railway said this week that it will resume payments to homeowners seeking reimbursement for cleaning up taconite dust that comes from its taconite facility. Superior City Councilor Jenny Van Sickle first made that announcement on Tuesday, saying that the company plans to resume payments within a half mile of its facility, or to homeowners within a half mile of its facility. And a company spokesperson said that those details are still being finalized, but they intend to compensate everyone that's affected. Although Van Sickle has said that not everyone would be reimbursed who had been in the past, but that it's a step forward with the company, which had stopped paying some of those claims back in July. And typically, she has said that around 200 homeowners receive those payments each year, of somewhere between $200 to $500 to clean dust off of their homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said earlier, this is the last show before the election or election day, since voting has been going on. Brooks, we're getting no end of attention to our area.
That's right. Vice President Mike Pence was up in Hibbing on Monday, and I was there to watch him draw stark contrast between the Trump administration and Democrat Joe Biden. It was the fourth visit by the administration, two from Pence and two from Trump, to northern Minnesota during this election cycle, just this in the past few months. It was a cold visit, and Pence was out there just a few days after his aides tested positive for COVID-19, although the vice president himself had tested negative. The event itself was attended by about 650 people, which was well above the state's limit of 250 for even outdoor rallies. Pence spent most of his speech on the economy and jobs and promises of a new age of prosperity on the Iron Range, but he spent little time addressing the pandemic, as new cases have surged in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And, despite the outbreak among his own staff, Pence has vowed to continue his campaign schedule.
And, of course, their hope is to flip Minnesota, which went narrowly for Hillary Clinton. But the numbers aren't looking so promising for the Trump camp, of course. The numbers weren't looking promising 4 years ago either. You are looking at some in Wisconsin?
I have seen a few polls on both sides of the border, and, according to the Cook Political Report, Minnesota and Wisconsin both remain lean Democratic, which at this point in the race, with, early voting coming in and questions about ballots being counted after Election Day, although I suppose in Wisconsin that question has been settled. In Minnesota, it remains unsettled. It's certainly not toss-up territory, but it seems it is going to be a close one.
Danny, what have you been seeing?
Well, here in Wisconsin, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is leading President Donald Trump by 5 points among likely voters, and that's according to the latest Marquette University Law School poll. 48% of voters surveyed say they support Biden, while 43% support Trump. 2% say they plan to vote for the Libertarian candidate, Joe Jorgensen. But 8% said they are still undecided. And that's significant because we saw in 2016 that Hillary Clinton was leading in the polls. In the final Marquette poll before the 2016 election, the polls showed Clinton ahead of Trump by 6 points. And now we know that many voters who are undecided threw their support behind Trump. And, since Wisconsin is a battleground state, candidates are making last-minute stops here to win over voters. And President Donald Trump was in La Crosse on Tuesday and is expected to stump in Green Bay today. Former Vice President Joe Biden, he's also expected to be in the state today for his third visit to the Badger State. And all of this comes as Governor Tony Evers is urging people to stay home, as the state has set new daily records this week for coronavirus cases and deaths. And that is also happening as the state's Supreme Court announced on Wednesday that it would hear a challenge to the state's mask mandate.
All right. So to put the final punctuation mark on this election season, I'm going to ask each of you, without giving an opinion, one word that sums it up for you. We're going to go with you first, Brooks.
Fascinating.
That's a good one. Danny?
Chaotic.
And I'm going to add to that scary, because it's going to lead into our final piece. But before we do that, I want to tell you we've been talking to Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport, and be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And we've also been joined by my Wisconsin Public Radio colleague, Danielle Kading, the Superior-based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Robin.